Timmy P.
Adam.
I'm Joel. We're Ninja Spy.
Toss away the pods.
And you're listening to The Grind on punkradiocast.com.
Toss away the pods!
I can't toss me.
Hey everyone, welcome to volume 32 of The Grind. Welcome to Friday. We are that much closer to the weekend. And my name is Chris. I'll be leading you through this volume of The Grind and just getting you that much closer to the weekend. And we've got some wicked music that will definitely get you in the right mind frame. We're going to feature three different Vancouver bands on today's show. We've got an interview with one, and then the other two we're going to put a couple tracks up on the From the Mailbox segment a little later on in the show. Up first, though, an interview with Ninja Spy. You heard them do the introduction, and we heard some of their music in the form of a track called Defecating on What's Left of Our Child. Let's turn that one down and get into Evolution of the Skid, and then right into the interview with Ninja Spy on The Grind.
To mechanical function on the part of a system. You try to resist it, but when the pattern of evolution is without a revolutionary mind. Tattoos ejected, but you would be real materialist infected. Defining us, dividing us.
Money made a man, you made a mess of yourself.
The likeness of lifelessness, despite the policy of potential and political ideology. Alienation through exploitation, the demolition of a nation.
We got the revolver, only one shot in the chamber. One end on that trigger,
waiting for the revolution.
We got the revolver. Shot in the chamber, one end on that trigger. When I call the revolution,
work. The money for a way to get away from the work. For the money for a way to get away from the work. For the money for a way to get away from the work. For the money for a
way to get away from the work. For the money for a way to get away from the work.
For the money for a way to get away from the
work.
For the money for a way to get away from the work.
For the money for a way to get away from the work.
Pushing all the pistons, you can't measure, you cannot gauge the value of your life with a numerical range.
We got the revolver, only one shot in the chamber, one end of that trigger,
waiting for the revolution.
We got the revolver, only one shot in the chamber, one end of that trigger,
waiting for the revolution.
We got the revolver, only one shot in the chamber.
Welcome back to The Grind on punkradiocast.com. That was Evolution of the Skid, and Ninja Spy is the band. We are talking to the Triad in Blood, the brothers of Ninja Spy. How are you guys doing today?
Excellent. I just got off work.
Oh, work as in work or work
all
as
very
in...
very close to each other right now. Yeah. It's a heartwarming, bonding moment.
Well, it's a good thing you're brothers, right?
Indeed. Well... sometimes.
So we've got Joel, Adam, and Tim. And what? First off, I'm sure you guys get this all the time. What pros and what cons do you guys see out of being a band of brothers?
You hear all those sighs? Did you hear that?
I think the pros outweigh the cons so much that The only bad thing is we probably fight more than other bands, because other bands can't argue and then just be okay the next minute, you know? It's like, other bands, if they get in a fight, it's a huge deal, whereas we get in a fight, and then, like, 5 minutes later, it's like, we're kind of okay, you know what I mean? So
It's like, oh, we just did that yesterday.
We fight more because we're brothers, but it's kind of resolves itself because we know, you know.
I've just learned when to shut up and keep things to myself because I know what the reaction will be. So, I don't know. It definitely has more pros and cons in terms of how we respond and react to each other. We know it'll be okay the next day.
And sometimes
I think musically, you know, living in close proximity with each other for 20-plus years, I think that's contributed, whether it be in a conscious way or not. I think that there's smooth connections that happen, usually by accident, but they're good.
Now, Ninja Spy, as a band, you guys are based out of Vancouver, but you also have another element to all of this with the International Ninja Spy operations, and sort of a manifesto that I saw that was posted up on the web. Did you guys want to sort of talk about that and what Skancore is? And enlighten the listeners.
The International Ninja Spy operation is like our street team, and I'll admit it's got the most lackluster management out there because it's me doing it. But the idea behind it is that, you know, people send in their sign up form, but I want to like get in touch with them right away, send them a personal email. You know, like actually talk to them, get to know them, and see what they're all about. Mm-hmm. And I've actually been able to meet INSO members. All the way across Canada, like in cities, Toronto, I met kids in Edmonton and all over the place, and we've hung out and stayed at their houses and really got to know them. So we're just trying to build a network of real people who love to have fun and you know, all love music and stuff. And
not like your typical street team where it's like, here's all our promotional items, go promote us.
Yeah, go do some work for us, right?
Kind of like we want to meet these people and be friends with them and throw down together and all that jazz. Yeah.
And we know we need promo too, because bands need promo. Oh, that's how it is. But
another thing I was saying.
Yeah. But another thing that we try to do is when we're trying to do promotions, we like to do it differently. Like instead of saying go flyer or whatever, we'll say go dress up with a squirt gun full of blood and run around in the streets and flyer or something like that.
Something really attention grabbing, hey?
Exactly.
Not real blood, of course.
Well, I mean, it's up to them, really. They gotta sign a waiver, but just try to make things fun and interesting. And you asked what this Skancore thing is all about.
Yeah, I took a quick little look at it, and it seems like it's almost if I can make a comparison to hip hop, where they have the four different elements like graffiti and MCing, DJing, and b-boying. You guys have three different branches to the Skancore belief, right?
That's pretty much exactly where I borrowed the idea, was the fact that hip-hop had these different manifestations of art that were all part of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Dancing, the music itself, and then the visual art, and I mean basically anything else that you do that for us involves free expression. That's mostly what we're about, being able to just, you know, do what we want because it feels right. And we are total advocates of other people being able to do exactly what they want at our shows because it feels right to them,
mm-hmm.
without stepping on anybody else's toes. Like just trying to create an environment that's totally free with dancing and enjoying yourself being right at the epicenter of that.
How has the response been from fans?
Yeah, good, man. You know,
pretty unique to what other bands experience based on, you know, when I watch other bands. Mm-hmm. I don't know, it seems like there's a pretty genuine connection, and generally pits get crazy. You see a lot of different things you might not see in your average pit. We try to, we're definitely spreading the word that we want to have more space in the pits.
It's hard to get that point across, though, like especially when you're in another city for the first time or even for the second or third time. It's hard to get kids to understand that we want them to make room for each other so that they can do whatever they want to do instead of just being a crazy mosh pit where they all smash into each other. Like, we want to see people dancing and expressing mm-hmm. themselves, like Joel was saying, but it's really hard to get people to take a step back and to, you know, make room for each other.
Mm. And all that being said, you know, you just got to let people do what they want to a certain extent, because as long as everyone's having fun, that's the most important thing. But, you know, we've had...
we're not like dance Nazis or anything. Do whatever you want. No, it's a good time. Fans have been great.
Yeah, even if there's only been 10, some cities, across the country, 10, you know, it's our first time there. It's like 5 people, usually 1 or 2 of them like it. So, I mean, knocking them down 1 or 2 people at a time.
That's sometimes the way you have to do it, right?
I think it pretty much is the way you have to do it these days, yeah.
Just taking a look at your online presence, I have to say you've got some really slickly produced video up there. What with your EPK and also just a lot of viral stuff like your West, let's see if I can get it right here, the West Ninja Spy Virus or something to that effect. What, that really gives a great impression of what it's like at a live show. In terms of comparison to the record, you guys, I would assume, would deviate from that and have a lot more energy that would enthrall the crowd. But how different from your live recording, or sort of from your recordings, is your live set?
Well, there's just 3 of us. There's that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on the record, there's like banjos and horns, compliments of the boys in Whitey from Chilliwack. There's so much instrumentation and layered guitar tracks and vocal harmonies and stuff that happens on the record that doesn't happen live, but for some retarded reason, people keep saying to me, "You guys sound just like your record,
or better."
Some people say we sound better.
I think cool. You know, there's an element of like the live energy that you have anytime you see a live show that kind of makes up for all the layering and all the special stuff that's on the record that we don't have live. But our live shows can definitely get sloppy at times.
We're
just hitting the drums as hard as we possibly can and flailing.
All of us at once.
Yeah, I hit the cymbals with my guitar, and that's why my guitars are broken.
So you go through a lot of guitars looking for a guitar sponsorship, I would assume.
Oh, geez, I wish.
Give us your instrument. It is, yeah, I don't know, very different in a lot of the typical ways that, you know, a lot of any band's live show might be from their record. But
as far as the songs themselves go, though, we pretty much stick to the way the songs are laid out.
Structure-wise, you know, like, and all that.
Yeah, totally. It's
which I'd like to change. I'd like to see it go in a different direction where we, you know, rearrange things, because that's something, I don't know, I think is a thing bands should strive to do, is constantly be writing and changing and arranging. If, you know, you shouldn't just play the same songs over and over and over again.
Yeah, also take time definitely to get the crowd involved at, you know, key points in the set to get people going and get people chanting and, you know, get people excited, because what's boring when the band's just on stage and they just do their thing and they're not really connecting with the audience at all.
Yeah, it might be really awesome for musicians to play music that makes them happy, but I think that it's really important to think about what's happening in a room for every single person, not just you.
Yeah, acknowledge the flip side of what's going on at the event.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to another one of your tracks, then when we come back, we'll talk about your album and all the things affiliated with that. What track should we be playing if we were going to go to a Ninja Spy track right off of Pie Nature?
Circle Pity is a good track, high energy. We've got lots of elements of hardcore and ska and reggae in there. It's catchy, short. I don't know.
This is Ninja Spy with Circle Pity on the Grind on punkradiocast.com.
When losing a wet running a less still fake, people can be by what part? Revealing, I'm out of the day. We are the bitch of the big blood play. Empty the truth is sex, dead of regret. Invented source. Intriguing, how this ever came to be. Scattered with scorn. Baby, worlds and souls.
Ninjas by On The Grind on punkradiocast.com. Now, you guys released Pie Nature back in fall of 2007, and I see that there was a recent re-release of that with sort of a different packaging. Do you guys want to talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. We printed a new version of the album that has lyrics in it, which we didn't do the first time, which was really dumb, because, you know, it's important to know what someone is talking about.
Was time constraints, and that's why we wanted to get it released originally, and didn't want to wait to have the lyrics on all the artwork put together. But the new release is printed on 100% recycled paper, 100% recycled plastic, and like Joel said, it has all the lyrics and a mini poster for you to put up on your wall or wherever you want.
But it's new. But it's not that new. It's the same.
What do you call it? It's not the jewel case. It's
Eco Pack.
What's the name of it? It's like the Digipack
eco-friendly thing.
Digipack, that's the one. He knows.
Yeah.
That's the one.
There you go.
Yeah, man, it's tight. It fits in smaller places than a regular jewel case.
Now, beyond the physical aspects of this album, you went with Grammy-winning producer Garth Richardson on this. He's got
a lot of options.
We did
end up going with Garth. It was
an honor. It was an honor.
Yeah, it was great
to work with Garth. He was amazing. Super laid-back guy.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't dissect our songs to death and make a lot of radical changes. You know, he was really open to what we wanted to do as songwriters, and I'd say 100% of the changes he made on the songs benefited all the way. It was really great working with him.
Sweet.
Now, going back to your live performance, I've seen a lot of YouTube videos of you guys that just, it seems like you have an abundant amount of energy up there on the stage. Is that something that you guys prep for throughout the whole week and just sort of build up before the show?
The excitement of a show doesn't really dawn on me until like I'm on stage
up there,
standing there,
yeah,
and
finishing tuning and
the pick. When the pick touches the string for the first chord of the first song, it doesn't get real till that moment.
I don't know. I'm pretty excited at the get go. As soon as we know that the show is going down, I know it's going to be a good time.
Yeah,
and you know.
He's excited from the gecko. I am excited from the chameleon and the iguana.
In terms of next year, I'm assuming you guys will be not doing any touring during our horrendous Canadian winters that are more of a bane.
Not many people do, and the people that do are crazy.
Yeah.
All you bands out there touring right now, you're crazy. But
you're sweet.
But, you know, hats off to you. We don't have the means to do it. So, yeah, definitely take a break, work on writing, lots of other stuff to keep up in that time, and also, you know, hopefully book a tour. Where do you want to go, guys?
We actually, this is an online radio show, right?
Oh, definitely. You can drop
as many
bombs as you want.
All over the world, right?
All over the place.
Awesome. Because we want to leave Canada and go somewhere else and try something new.
Bring us to your country.
Have you guys been down
totally
to the States
if
yet?
If you guys live somewhere far away and you want to, you don't think we're idiots, give us a shout because we want to come there.
I think after most of this interview, you definitely didn't give the message across that we're not idiots, because a lot of the shit that you guys think is pretty stupid, I'm going to say.
Just run a little disclaimer before we play it.
You know, Adam.
Do you guys have any interest in touring down into the States on a sort of a package tour or anything like that? Or do you guys prefer?
That'd be ideal. What's difficult about that is that the border laws are very sticky,
yes,
as far as having work visas to go down and actually be able to make money while you're touring. Of course, you can't tour without making money, otherwise you just spend a lot of money.
Just tossing money away.
And, you know, and building up contacts down there can take some time. And
we have a connection, though, thankfully. We have a connection with a guy named Petey.
Petey.
From P Natural. And he might be hooking us up with a little club circuit tour, hopefully, crossing our fingers. We're really excited at the prospect of doing something like that.
I wouldn't even say that. Can you? I don't know.
Why? Who cares?
But
why would you?
But that's sort of the nature of the thing. Like, you know, there's lots of people that want to help, and nothing comes of it sometimes. Sometimes it does. But we definitely want to go everywhere that we can for as long as we can make this work. Because I think that in today's music industry, it's so weird to try to have any sort of set goal of where you want to be with your band, because it's really such a toss-up, mm-hmm. and such a gamble for anybody these days. And I think that the best that you can make out of it is to live every single experience, you know, each day at a time. And that's the great thing about tour. Every time we've gone across Canada, we've been sleeping in tents and hanging out with random people the whole way. And I'd like to do that again across Canada. I'd like to do that in the States. I'd like to do that in Europe. I'd like to do that everywhere. And just go around and meet people and make a thing out of it. And if at the end of 5 or 6 years, there's nothing else to say for it but that we traveled around the world and played music and hung out with people, what more could you really ask for, I think?
Yeah, exactly. In the end, that's not a bad story to tell, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys have been together for, as a band, I should say, for some time, bracketed into a...
How old am I? 10 years.
Okay.
We've been playing music together for 10 years.
What evolutions in music have you guys noticed in the 10 years of playing?
A lot, yeah. I mean, when we first started out, I guess I was about 15, and the only band that I listened to ever was Pearl Jam.
Mm-hmm.
I did not listen to any other band except Pearl Jam for like an entire year. Yeah, influence has only broadened from there. I mean, we put out a little album many, 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 many years ago under a different band name that had a song that sounded like Nirvana and Sublime, and then the next song sounded like Tool and Deftones, and then another song sounded like Blind Melon, and then another song sounded like Rage Against the Machine and Ministry. So it was like just a bunch of random stuff. But over the years, it's just kept broadening and broadening and broadening. Now, I don't know if there's anything we don't listen to other than the obvious country and whatnot.
I think in terms of the music we write, though, we've just been refining and refining and refining. You know, we've kind of really picked and choose the three main elements that we want in our music, and we've found a way to make them work
mm-hmm.
better than ever now, I'd say, which is metal, hardcore, funk, and ska, and reggae, you know?
That was more than three.
Sorry, you know, metal, hardcore are kind of one, and reggae, ska are kind of one. Yeah, it's me.
Subcategories of
metalcore and ska gay.
But yeah, it's taken the entire 10 years that we've been playing music together to refine it to the point that it's at now, and I'm really happy with what we have. You know, as far as like the sound on the record, and especially the new music that we're writing, is even more refined.
When it comes to songwriting, what is are you a lyrics first band or a music first band?
Definitely music first, and the source of the music. Varies. Sometimes I'll have an entire song and an arrangement and lyrics, and I'll bring it in and we'll go through it, write all the parts, and you know, stitch it up, refine it, and then call it a day. And then other times it'll be a riff that Tim writes and jams it with Adam, and then they bring it to me, and then I write some lyrics. And but I mean, lately we haven't finished a song in a while. But it's always a different process.
It's a really long process, no matter what it is, because we're such perfectionists. We'll work on a song for like even up to two or 3 years, you know, just getting it to the point where we're happy with it before we'll want to play it live. And kind of ridiculous, you know, but it's worth it, I think, you know, waiting and taking the time to make your songs the best they can be in your own opinion.
Yeah, definitely. You want to be proud of something before you put it out there as a representation of your band, right? So let's toss to one more of your songs here before we wrap it up. But before we do that, I want you guys to toss out your online contacts, your MySpace page, your website, and all that.
If you go to www.ninjaspy.net, the links for our Facebook and MySpace and our Street Team Only forum, which you should sign up for, and all that stuff is right there on the front page. A link to our CD Baby, where you can get music, iTunes, everything. It's all there, ninjaspy.net.
Multi-connective.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Sweet. All right, well, let's get you guys to pick one more track off of your Pi Nature release before we close it down tonight.
Well, how's about SOS from the SOS?
All right.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Here we go. This is Ninja Spy one more time on The Grind on punkradiocast.com.
Don't conform to this is From the Mailbox.
and the first band up in From the Mailbox on this Volume 32 of The Grind on punkradiocast.com is a four-piece metallic hardcore band out of Vancouver. These guys take their band name from a horror novel written by Mark Danielewski. The book is called House of Leaves, and the band is called Freedom in Fear. This is Freedom in Fear with a distorted reflection.
Take one last step and run into this. Let the monster of destroy. Now you're free.
Freedom and Fear with A Distorted Reflection. Now, if you like what you're hearing, you guys can head over to myspace.com/freedominfear to find out more information, more music, some tour dates, that kind of stuff. They do have a show coming up in Vancouver on the 16th of December at the Bourbon. So if you're in that area, or if you're planning a trip maybe back to see the family, maybe book a couple more days earlier onto your holidays there and check these guys out at the Bourbon in Vancouver. That was Freedom and Fear. We've got one more track by them coming up. The metal songs tend to be a little bit longer than your standard punk rock fare, so we can sometimes only get a couple of these songs in, but we've got one more, and this one is called Abandon Worthy. Freedom and Fear on the Grind.
you'd like to hear your band on the grind, visit the MySpace site at myspace.com/burnside780 or send a note to thegrindprc@gmail.com and we'll see what we can do.
As I'm lying on the ground, people start to gather around. Blood starts to pour out of my body, it spreads out on the ground. Driver hits me, it breaks down. Turn my head and I start to frown. See my skateboard all shattered in small pieces all around. Most of the day, can't play the latest video games, can't drink beer on a sunny day, the only thing that'll make me go insane. Don't know if I'll ever move on, if things will stay this way forever. I'm a lost soul with no control, as long as with you, oh well, whatever. As I start to float towards the light, gonna leave this world behind.
Throwing it down old school, that was Vancouver punk rockers The Remedials with Stuck in Between. The next track we are going to spin for you is called Antisocial.
Just look the other way. I'm anti-social.
Going back to a 2005 release called Songs for the ADD Generation, that was Antisocial. The Remedials, theremedials.net or myspace.com/remedials. And more info coming up right after this next track. It is called Abduction.
At night, they come and get me. White light fills my room. Stop time and space around me. I'm stunned and I cannot move. And then we're gone in a sonic boom. Look outside the window. See Earth escape from you. Don't tell me where we're going or how long we're staying. Feels like my head, it's gonna cave in. They're taking me away. I tell them that I don't want to stay. Save me.
And these guys will be playing a show on the 12th of December at the legendary Cobalt in Vancouver. It's actually the Canadian CD release party for Punk Rock Concoction 3. And they'll be playing with fellow BC artists Raised by Apes, Cambridge, and Slush. So again, if you're in the area, check it out. It'll be good times. Right now, let's get to another quick one by the Remedials. This is Possessed on From the Mailbox.
There's a demon inside of me who tells me to do bad things to everybody. Don't care what I think or how much I drink. If I come in late for work and leave early, since he's pissed off, my conscience filled with want and destruction for everyone and their mothers. Absolute evil fills my veins, awaiting Satan's reign. Slowly but surely going insane. But I'm sick of spewing greed, project a vomit.
And before we get into our final From the Mailbox song, I want to thank Gabe from the Remedials for sending some CDs my way. Here we go. This is the Remedials with Marilyn Monroe.
Cheer me up when I see you downtown. Your smile leaving a spot frown. Bring me up when I'm feeling down. Look at you, everything spins round and round. My heart's really starting to pound. You know you're really screwing. Got me under your control.
And that does it for From the Mailbox in Volume 32 of The Grind. Not quite it for the show. I've got another selection of music I'm going to toss your way. And also, before we do that, I will tell you about the next show that is coming up, Volume 33 of The Grind. We're going to continue our trend of that we've had for the last show and a half, I guess, for focus on Vancouver. We sent our good friend Calgary correspondent, Stacey Steele, out to Vancouver to catch an event that included Rise Against and Alkaline Trio. And Stacey brought back some gifts in the form of an interview with Matt from Alkaline Trio and Tim from Rise Against. We actually don't have an air date for that right now. I just realized I forgot to email Jenna. So check out punkradiocast.com. Hit the news site, hit up The Grind's MySpace page, myspace.com/burnside780. When I get that air date, I will post that up there, and you can know when to check this out. You guys are always on punkradiocast.com anyway, so you'll find it. So right now, we're going to leave things off with a Rise Against track. This is off of their brand new CD entitled Appeal to Reason. This song is called Collapse. On The Grind on punkradiocast.com.